Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tip of the end zone. Intercepted. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
I'm on the
region. Oh, yeah. Get a little jump, a little afternoon delight right here on the mighty 92.9.
So this would be on the Day Day exclusive dorm room mixtape.
Loving the afternoon with Day Day, Carl.
Let me tell you something. The Secret Garden still goes hard. Let me tell you something.
You know how you guys talked about how the Marvel movie reintroduced Robert Redford? Yeah. This did that with Barry White.
True.
He was introduced to a lot of the younger people because remember he came out with an album not too long after this.
Yeah. I'll say good care.
You know who produced this?
Quincy.
The dude.
Oh my goodness.
This was the Back on the Block.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
My man O caught me off guard with that.
Yeah, if you're just getting into the show, we finished up with Guy Talk, mentioned the passion of Robert Redford, talked about his amazing movies. Carl said he's still relevant because it was a water cooler moment movie that everybody was talking about in pop culture with Indecent Proposal.
Yeah.
Which got us into the Sade song, which got us into the music that Day Day used to make Nookie to.
Well, I wouldn't call it Nookie. Hey, man, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
All right, guys, Falcons injury update. We're going to get you caught up. Also, we're going to talk more about what Dave Archer had to say to us. If you missed his interview, talking about the good and the bad of what went down in this Vikings game and why we can feel so good about heading into the Carolina game, because that's next up, guys. And it's going to be a big contest for us. Look, I'd love to go 2-1, but more importantly, Mike, pick up a division win. We lost against Tampa Bay. They won last night. It was not a division game, but they beat the Houston Texans 2019 as Baker Mayfield basically willed them to another victory. But as we talk about the Falcons, here's the thing. The O-line looked really good against the Vikings. Mm. And why did they look so good in week two and not so good in week one? And Chris Lindstrom was asked this question, Mike, because everybody's like, what was the difference? Why were we able to run the ball effectively this way against the Vikings and not so much against the Bucs? Here's Lindstrom.
Just really, really focused on the details of things and not getting lost in just our communication aspect in terms of our combinations. I think we were hyper vigilant about communicating to each other and leaving less unblocked guys in the hole. And I think we did a great job last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they did the via Zoom call on Monday, and so he's talking about that. It was asked the question. But listen, if it's attention to details, Mike, and here's the other thing. We didn't know how long it was going to take for him and Elijah Wilkinson to start working together and being that team that him and Caleb had developed where they're thinking the same way. But he's saying, man, we're on the same page, and he's happy with the way things are going with those two guys.
And that's great to hear. Like, as we said, look, we know that there were certain, you know, difficulties that Vita Vea and that really rough and tumble Bucks defensive line presented. Kalijah Kansi's out, by the way. Right? He got injured last night in that early of the two Monday night games. But, yeah, the good news is if you're making a real concerted effort – and you got it done. We know that Minnesota was missing some key pieces on defense. So what? We're going to talk about a piece we may be missing for a while coming up here on our defense. But that's good to hear. And now you look at, same thing, a very big, aggressive defense. And we talked about it. Dave Archer pointed out the Carolina Panthers had money to spend in free agency, and they really did double down on their defense, their front seven. So that's something we're going to be concerned with on Sunday.
Well, remember one of the things that we talked about during the summer for us, or even going into the draft, I said we got to get bigger. Size, right? I wanted bigger guys. And our defensive line is bigger. They wanted more size. And they went and got it and paid for it. Here is Chris Lindstrom talking about that size up front. Guys, his name's Derek Brown. We have to block this dude on Sunday if we're going to have the kind of success running the ball that we did last week.
They got a lot of talent on there. They brought in some really good guys, too. Wharton from Kansas City is a very good player. And obviously, Derek missed last year with an injury. And he's back. And, you know, he's probably one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. And we have a ton of respect for him, the way he plays, the hustle and effort he plays with. And he's an every down player. So big challenge ahead for us.
Yeah, he's just disruptive. Mm. Like in passing situations, this is the first week where I'm going to go, Michael Penix, get rid of the football because this guy's coming up the middle.
Right.
Like he's going to be pushing guys back into your face. We got to get rid of the football because he's just that good, Mike. And when he's healthy, he's a dude.
Right. And we talked about it with the Water Boys conversation. They threw from D-Led. D-Led was saying, Penix struggles with underneath throws. And I'm like, really? I mean, he has touch. You got the touch. You got the power. I mean, looked pretty good dumping it off to Bijan in week one. I don't know, D. I mean, I don't know if
Boogie Nights reference.
I mean, I don't know if D-Led. I looked at the scouting report from NFL Network. I didn't see anything about him struggling with the underneath stuff. Sometimes footwork, yeah, that will throw a ball off kilter. And Dave Archer mentioned a couple guys kind of didn't really do what they were supposed to be doing on some of those weird throws in the red zone, which we thought, aha. He threw a tremendous touch on the ball that we said Kadarius Hodge may or not should have caught in week one. So, look, D's entitled to his opinion. He feels it maybe.
You ain't buying it.
Some of the throws did look a little wonky, and Arch is a quarterback, so it's always the receiver screwed up. But Arch brings up some valid points about running the route. But Pitts is open. We've got to get the ball to Pitts. I want quick hits. If they're doing the things which we're worried about like Tampa did, Carl, slants, quick hits, balls out, you know? And we'll talk more about what Art said about the, we mentioned play action. They actually ran just under a third of their plays were play action pass.
Yeah. And most of it, though, still out of the pistol.
Right.
Right? That's the other part. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. And this hour is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Before we let you hear Coach talking about looking ahead to the Panthers, the Falcons brought in cornerback Keith Taylor. They're signing him to the practice squad. This happened today. Taylor was with the team, by the way, for those who don't remember, in the spring and through training camp, then released before the season started. So we've got some other guys on our practice squad, right, that I think from a corner position we feel really good about. Why is this important? Because it feels like A.J. Terrell is not going to be available. Now, it's Tuesday. We said this last week. Darnell, is he going to be available? Drake. Different situation when you see a guy go down with a hamstring in the game the way he did, and then you figure, okay, well, how much rest, Mike? Ice, heat, whatever you're doing, whatever the treatment plan is. And then is he running out there for 45 snaps or 50 snaps on Sunday?
That doesn't sound about right. You said it. The injury, you see a guy when he's like the way that A.J. looked coming off the field, it looked a little funky.
Well, I didn't know what sound it looked or hurt, it felt like because we couldn't hear, but if it was me,
Yeah.
Like the way he grabbed the back of his leg.
Now, again, we said it's not as bad as our friend Greg the ref who rolled up his hamstring like a party favor. He was trying to call a high school game a couple years back. But it's certainly with the hamstring, guys, and there's different grades to it, like anything else in injuries. But if it's, you know, if it's two or three, it still takes a couple weeks. Rest.
Yeah.
You need rest. So Dave Archer joined us earlier. You can rewind on the Odyssey app, guys, at 3:20. He feels confident in getting some of the guys back. Clark Phillips coming back from the rib injury, who's familiar with us. We do have C.J. Henderson on the practice squad. Kobe Bryant with a C is also a guy we were impressed with.
Yes.
But did not make the actual roster to start this season, but the fact that you brought up, you know, they're bringing in a guy named Keith Taylor who's got starts in the league, maybe that means that AJ is going to be out for a minute.
I think so. No official word, but there will be a corresponding move if, in fact, that happens. And again, I'm sure that it'll be listed as a day-to-day thing from Raheem as we get up there tomorrow. But we will have a chance to talk to our head coach and also our player segment tomorrow up at Flowery Branch. All right, one other thing. Speaking of coach, looking ahead to the Panthers. Look, I'm petty. Not all the time. But when you get beat the way we got beat at the end of the season last year, it shouldn't sit right with you. And especially from a defensive standpoint, Jesse was there, right? A bunch of Caden Ellis was there. There's a bunch of guys on this defense that played in that game. We're like, dude, and let's not forget, we still had a chance to make the playoffs in that game.
Yes.
And defensively, we played like hot garbage. So we're going up against the Carolina team, Mike, that Bryce Young, all of a sudden, he's throwing four or five touchdowns. We're like, who is this dude?
Right. And then he did throw three. Day-Day said, don't sleep on him, three touchdowns. 300 yards last week in a losing effort. They're 0-2. So, again, you're getting a, here, kitty. You're getting a Panther that is backed up in a corner, literally, because you start 0-3. That's pretty much a death sentence in the NFL.
Yep.
And then you start looking at the odds of, like, how many few teams have actually made the playoffs starting 0-3. But, and I told you that guy that we call Baby Cam, who shows up at Hooters, you know, no wonder you
hadn't heard from him.
He said they'll finish higher than the Falcons, making $100. I don't make bets for under a C note, okay? That's how bets are made by men.
Well Jerome will never make a bet.
I was going to say.
He never makes a bet for more than $25.
Granted, I wanted 17 for Bama. But getting back to the Falcons, this is no duck walk, but I will say that the way we talked to Rick Stroud from Tampa Bay, Bucks were upset that they did not bring their best effort to beat us last year, and they got beat twice. I think this is I'm not saying we got bulletin board crap, but I think there's a message with Ra and the veterans, as you said. Jesse Bates, you mentioned. The guys are going to want to get up there. And we got embarrassed. That was a humiliating loss to end the season.
Yeah, it sucked. Here is Coach talking about looking ahead to the Carolina Panthers.
You know, obviously, we got to go look at the tape. You know, it's a new year, new team. But, you know, they beat us last time. They make no mistake about it. They beat us last time with their quarterback and this head coach, you know, this defensive coordinator and all those guys. And a lot of guys I got a lot of respect for and, like, look forward to playing them. And it's going to be a great game. And I can't wait to get out there and do it. We're going to go through our process like we always do, come up with our solutions, come up with ideas, go out there and try to execute it and try to get another win.
We got a great Falcon rookie class. Again, tomorrow we were joking around earlier that we don't know who the player guest is just yet, along with Coach Raheem Morris. But again, if it's somebody from the defense, Carl, there's a pretty good shot that they either had an interception or a pick. So that'll be tomorrow's show. But look, Carolina, it's still a divisional rival.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, as we said, you know, they beat us. It was ugly. We've seen some ugly games. Nothing uglier than the grenade toss with Marcus Mariota.
It'll live forever.
I'm getting a lot of heat from Falcon fans. I mean, not heat, but I mean, there's going to be some heat. We're going to bring the heat. And it looks like we're going to have, best guess, about 5 to 6, maybe more thousand Falcon fans going to go get up there. It's an easy ticket.
It is.
In Charlotte, because those are passionless fans in a passionless city.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.